Pat Kerrigan here, along with the board of the, or the chairman, I should say, of the Board of Supervisors of Sonoma County. James Gore is here. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Pat. Happy Thursday.
Happy International Women's Day. Yes.
That's awesome.
We've got to throw that in.
Well, I got a 6-year-old daughter and a wife who are way cooler than I am, and they're the future. So
that's the right thing to say.
It's an honor.
Very good, Supervisor Gore. Well, we can't really begin without talking about the appearance yesterday and the statements made by the Attorney General Jeff Sessions in Sacramento regarding California and its sanctuary state. Nobody said the word sanctuary, but of course that's what he was talking about. And we had the reaction yesterday from Supervisor Zane. What is your reaction to that speech yesterday?
Well, I think two ways. One is I could say is what I love about our governor, Jerry Brown, is that sometimes he can distill things very simply. I think he said, this is a political stunt. It's not about the truth. It's not about protecting our state. It's about dividing America. And I couldn't agree more. And, you know, the reason why is that we're sitting here dealing with real issues, right? Not like trying to recover and rebuild a community, and yet we're being targeted for stuff that focuses on issues that are, or what would you say, a solution looking for a problem, you know, more than anything. And it's just not needed. And so on the other side, Pat, I would just say, para todos ustedes que viven aquí y están escuchando, nosotros somos una familia aquí en Sonoma County.
There, it's easy for you to say, James. You're very, very good in Spanish. Wouldn't you agree, though, and this is just a sticking point for me, and I think it could bring a lot of other people on board the California way. There's got to be a better way to figure out which illegal immigrants in this country are participating in building our communities and contributing to them, and the people who are convicted of terrible crime. Isn't there a way to separate the two when it comes to the folks that the ICE agents might be going after?
Well, I think that's in one way. If you really dive into the system, that's already there. I mean, ICE still has the opportunity every way imaginable, and our local and law enforcement still have every way imaginable to go after people of serious crimes. The issue is that this becomes pandering, right? It becomes something where people make up their mind and then they find whatever set of facts they want that can justify their conclusion. So if they're anti-illegal immigrant or whatever, they find justification for it. If they're pro, it's they find a justification. And my thing is that, exactly like you, let's make it common sense. I do not want dangerous people who are committing crimes to have any kind of protections being here. That is absolute garbage, and it's asinine. So, you know, it's more about what we agree upon at a base level than what we disagree upon based on this vernacular and, divisiveness in terms of posturing.
Yes, absolutely. There's got to be a more common sense way to do all of this. Yeah. It's hard to imagine anybody who wouldn't be in agreement with that. And in the meanwhile, it's not going to change business as usual in Sonoma County or the state of California, correct?
Well, it's not. And the reality is that we oftentimes, and I'll say yes with this administration, but yes in terms of politics across the board, we far too often focus on distractions, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's an issue that seems hot, but it really doesn't have the substance. The real issue here is comprehensive immigration reform. The real issue here is, even when I was 10 years ago, side by side with both liberal Democrats and Tea Party Republicans from the Central Valley of California, trying to get not even comprehensive immigration reform, but something called ag jobs. That was immigration reform for ag labor, because we have worker shortage. We have all kinds of issues with, like, 85% of the farm workers in our community live here full time. Right. So is this really about what we're talking about? And I would say we're talking about, not the truth of it. And we're making our movements based on that. And that's why there needs to be a lot of local control in this. But like you say, you got to protect people. And I'm not talking about all illegal immigrants right now. I'm saying if bad people are doing bad things, get them the hell out of here.
Yep, I think we're all in agreement on that, Supervisor Gore. And it's hard to believe for me, I'm sure the same is true for you in many ways, that it is the 8th of March, and that means 5 calendar months have passed since the October wildfires. And you and I started talking together early that Monday morning, and obviously a lot of progress made. Where do you think we stand in terms of recovery?
Relentless, imperfect progress. I think if you look at our community, we are rebounding very, very strong. And I'm not surprised at that. But the danger is that if we forget about what we're going through and what happened on that night and lose the urgency and kind of the permission it provides to be able to do things differently, then we fail those people. So, you know, it's the fact that still every week we meet with a group of block captains who represent about 2,000 burnt out homes in my district. And we say, what do you need? Is it a lawyer to help you with contracting law? Do you need a nonprofit to help you pull people together? Do you need a place to meet? You know, what is it that we can help you with? And we have to stay close to that because that's going to be a 3 to 4 year slog to even figure out where it goes. But on the other side, Pat, we need to embrace a culture of preparedness. You know, whether it was whether it's the alerting issue or fuel reduction in our mountains. I was out in DC this week with the administrator of FEMA. And, you know, a quarter of the counties in the entire nation were hit by a major disaster.
Wow. Right?
875 counties. I mean, this is, once again, this is back to this new normal. These are not disasters anymore. This is the way we're going to have to manage doing business. So, you know, it takes responsibility for me as a constituent as well as a supervisor to get ahead of this.
And I know that that obviously there have been many strides made in terms of the initial part of our rebuilding process. The county has set aside really a special permitting office for rebuilders from the fires. And yet I'm struck by the lack of permits that have either been applied for or approved so far, James. And I wonder at what point the county will look at those numbers and say, okay, they exist now in those low numbers because people are still negotiating with their insurance companies. At what point might you take a look at the number of permits approved and think maybe we ought to try something different?
Well, the company that we brought in has experience in this, right? So that was, we had their lead, and we should get them to come onto your show, come in recently and meet with all the block captains. And I asked the exact same question. I said, so are you guys sitting there with 30 or 40 employees that we're contract paying to manage like 5 permits? Because that's obviously not what anybody wants. That's bad government, bad operations, whatever. And he went through this litany of really how many people they have not there in the offices who can scale up quickly or can scale down quickly. Went through kind of the whole strategy about how you do this. And it's because certain companies are built for this. And in a way that's cool because you need help. You can't just blink and be ready to deal with disaster recovery. But in another way, it's kind of strange to get into, Pat, what I would call the disaster industrial complex, right? Where all of a sudden you realize there's companies that are built that go after all these different disasters and build capacity in communities. And you got to figure out who's predator, who's prey, and who's a partner, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be an ongoing evolving circumstance. That's probably one of the most positive things we can say about it. Still, there's a lot of hurting yet to come when it comes to trying to deal with the budget that is and the needs that continue to evolve too. And a lot of work cut out for you and other city and county leaders. But we are 5 months removed, and I don't know about you, but I breathe just a little more deeply than I did 5 months ago.
Yes.
Very good stuff.
However, Lake County burnt 3 years in a row, right? In the last 18 months, we have gone from historic drought to historic rainfall, to historic wildfires, to one of the worst boom and bust, warm and then freezing season for agriculture. Extreme weather is the new norm. I don't care if you want to call it global warming, climate change, or extreme weather. It is real, and it's what we have to deal with. And as a community, I think what I want folks to know out there is that we need to be preparing now for fire season. And yes, that means me and the Board of Supervisors and our government, but that means you as well. And that does not mean freak out. It just means be prepared.
I agree wholeheartedly with that. And if we can just carry over what was so prevalent beginning five months ago, and that is you better know how to take care of yourself first. And then everybody else needs to be able to be prepared too. But it's really important for us to take care of our own business when it comes to whether it's protecting our homes and taking care of vegetation, et cetera, or anything else. I think we all learned that we can rely on each other to be sure, but we better make sure that everything we can handle ourselves, we do handle ourselves.
You know, there are no rights without responsibilities.
Right? Amen to that.
I think about this a lot because, you know, let's take the alerting, for example, is people say, should we have alerted folks? And the nice thing about my job, about being here local, is I can give a personal side, which is, yeah, I wanted to be woken up.
Yep, of course.
You know, I wanted to know for my family. I'm in charge and I didn't know what the hell was going on. Right. So, you know, the only thing I can own, though, is forward, right? I can acknowledge the past and kind of look at those cracks and say, hold my feet to the fire, pun intended, on what we do from now forward.
Well, blame won't work, but solutions will. I think that's the bottom line, and that's, I know, what the entire community is striving for. Supervisor Gore, thanks for being here today. I know we'll talk soon.
Yeah, we will. Thank you, Pat. Take care.
He is the chairman of the Board of Supervisors, James Gore, on KSRO.